Leather Up will keep you safe while looking great with a huge selection of armored and casual flannel shirts. From heated to sleeveless, Leather Up's got badass gear for all riders and all seasons. Leather Up, with 3.5 million customers since 1999. Iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability with free same-day shipping on orders over $100. Visit leatherup.com and use the promo code MAYHEM for 20% off.
Welcome to another edition of the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Podcast, hosted by Johnny Rizzo, where we talk about everything motorcycle, from tips on safe riding, to apparel and accessories, to where the next events are, and everything in between. So, let's mount up and ride. Hey Johnny, where are we going this time?
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors. What's up, Long Island?
What's up, K-Fox?
What's going on, John?
How you doing?
I'm living the dream, baby.
You're living the dream.
Yes.
I'm glad to see that you walked in tonight, not limping in, not being rolled in.
Thanks to injection number 3.
It's
a nice little Band-Aid.
What's going on? What's going on, Big Chris Beckins? How are you?
All right. What's going on, Johnny?
Living the dream myself. Right.
Well, you are living the dream.
I am living the dream. I just got off the high seas rally.
I like that sombrero you're wearing.
You like it? I got to tell you, it was really quite the experience, man. And I can't thank the high seas rally alone, Chris, Greg, those guys who got me on the boat, and of course, Gary Michaels, and the 99% guys, 99% Radio Network guys.
Yes.
Who I just did a show with those guys. You were on it. You were on the show.
I said, howdy, y'all. Yeah. I don't know where I get the y'all from lately.
I mean, since when do they say y'all in Ohio?
My grandmother used to say yins. Yins.
Yin?
Yins.
Like I just go, what's up?
I know.
My voice is still shot from the ship.
It's shot.
My voice has been shot since, I think, 5 years now.
You're more garbled.
Yeah.
You're a little more garbled. Yeah, we're going to start getting like closed captions for you. We're going to get you a little teleprompter to carry on your shoulder.
I think I got some food stuck in my throat from the buffet on the ship.
You got some food stuck everywhere.
Looks like it.
I weighed myself today.
Do you really want to put that out there?
I'm really...
Do you really want to put that out there?
For the record, I was dressed, all right?
Yeah, well, thank points. God for small miracles.
Pockets full
for
of
small
coins.
Favors.
Kate, I weighed in at 303 pounds today.
Yikes.
I am not proud of that.
Really?
Only like 2 months ago, I was 270.
So what do you got to say for yourself, fatty?
Damn, that food was good. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I went for a walk. I found the buffet that was open. That was like, yeah.
Shocker.
I was just going to say shocker.
They had donuts. They had cake.
Willpower.
I will eat that donut.
Do not eat. You know, it is me. All right, I'm going to be good. Every now and then you can go to the restaurant too. Like you can go to the restaurant or you can go to the buffet. Whatever you want to do. So I'd be like, all right, I'm going to eat good today. I'm going to have a salad. I'm going to have chicken. I'm going to drink water. And so I'm like, I got a mindset. I'm a mindset. I'm really good. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, what can I get you? I'm like, all right, I'll take a beer. I'll take the steak. I'll take that. And for dessert, the chocolate cake. So, but hey, I was going to bring him up anyway. Gary Michaels killed it on the ship. I can't tell you how proud of him I was, where he filled the entire theater, over 1,000 people.
Well, let me tell you, I saw one of the videos he posted today, because, you know, he tags us and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw one of the videos he posted, and it was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, he was great. But now we got him on the phone.
Oh, no!
So let's say hi to Gary Michaels, everybody. What's up, Gary?
Let me tell you something, guys. There was absolutely no time in 7 days that Johnny had a salad and water.
We're well aware.
I have to correct you on that.
What?
I had three salads on the ship, but then I had, you know, bad stuff after that.
Well, no.
Taco salad.
He had three salads, four steaks, and some sushi and egg rolls, and that was just the first night.
No, wait, wait. See, he's lying. I did not have sushi. No, I'm pretty fish.
You're wrong on that one, Gary.
I had the sushi. And you know what was funny is people around the ship was asking me, hey, where's your buddy Johnny Rizzo? I said, did you check the buffet line?
Well, I was getting complaints, man. People knocking on my door saying, can you please put the food back?
Oh my! You think we'd be surprised?
No, come here no more.
You scare my wife.
It's not all you can eat anymore. Get out. You go.
So I did, Kate. Just for the record, I did, and I tried very very hard to get Johnny to participate in the belly flop contest.
Oh my!
And well, I tried.
And thank you for trying.
Well, he would have sort of emptied the pool out.
Well, we're, yeah,
no,
clearly.
Did you see the guy who actually won that, though?
He, yes, and I still think that you would have given him a run for his money.
Absolutely. Man. There is no doubt.
Oh, I don't know, man.
So I will tell you this. I did ask Johnny, Kate, but he's got that heart thing going on, and I totally understood that, and I didn't push the issue. But, however, if he didn't, I would have pushed his ass in the pool myself.
That would have been great.
Well, the heart issue doesn't really do so well with, you know, beer and donuts and cake and steak.
I talked to my heart doctor.
Steak. Yeah. Oh, by the way, they ran out of steak on the second day of the cruise.
They did?
No.
Yeah, man.
Johnny.
I'm sorry.
We had to fly a cow in.
But that's how I got my exercise. I chased a cow around the whole ship.
Well, now that cow's sitting in the studio with us doing the show.
Nice.
And it's not me.
So, for fear of being insulting, Johnny was a fat guy on the cruise.
wait a second. I wasn't the only fat guy. I saw a couple other ones, man.
No, you were not. But you know what, Johnny, you fit right in. I will tell you this on a different note.
Wait a minute.
You actually do fit in on the High Seas Rally cruise, man.
Absolutely.
What you did, what you've done, you know, to get on the cruise, your hard work, your promotion, what you did on the cruise, hanging out with you, dude. I know we didn't get to hang out a lot because,
I was a little
busy. However, being busy is why you walked into that room and there was no place to sit. I am extremely humbled by that. I've had some great big crowds in front of me before, but there was just something about being on this cruise ship, walking out on the stage and having standing room only in that theater on a ship was by far one of the most humbling experiences I've ever dealt with.
Wow.
April was like, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah,
I know, baby.
I had to sit up on top.
How does it feel to be, you know, somewhat quote unquote celebrity, somewhat, you know, I'm not trying to brag or be arrogant or egotistical. Don't misinterpret me, but everyone on that cruise literally made us feel like celebrity, man.
That's great.
And we also on this cruise, Gary, did we not develop a new magic trick for you with the
develop
with the quarters?
Did you say develop?
Develop
with the cause?
Develop.
With the quarters?
Oh, with the quarters.
Oh, yeah.
We got a brand new magic trick that Gary has.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he'll show you one day. He will.
I will.
All right. So,
And I will tell you this. I got to give hats off to our buddy, Sideshow.
Sideshow did great, man. I was impressed.
He did a good job opening up. I was very happy about that.
Yep.
The cruise, the experience in itself, guys, Johnny, you know this now. We can talk about it all day long, but until you experience it for yourself, you have no idea the feeling that you get. And I've said this as a hypnotist, I'll say this until the day I die. People will never remember what you said to them, but they'll always remember how you made them feel.
Yes.
And if you feel like you know, your feelings are hurt or whatever, they're going to remember that, but they're not ever going to remember what you said. I'm going to tell you right now, the feeling that we got, not just when we walked on the ship, because this is, you know, this is my second time. It was April's first time, Johnny's first time. The feeling you get when you walk on the ship, you immediately become a part of a family that you didn't know that you had.
Right.
But being on the ship, and for me, being able to perform on the ship and having that many people, and Johnny can contest to this, we had more people in that room than Lita Ford or the Outlaw.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
I am not taking anything away from those guys at all. They're phenomenal musicians. I know the Outlaws. I've known them for years. Met Lita and her band. Their band actually came to the show. Some of the Outlaws came to the show. Southbound 75, Steel Rod, Black Smoke Center. They were all there.
Right.
Everybody was there. Motor Mark was there, the artist.
Oh, incredible, Motor Mark.
Oh, my gosh. He is. Right. His artwork is exquisite.
Well, Guy, I want you to stay right there because we got to go to commercial break in a second. So stay right there. We'll come right back with Gary Michaels. I am Johnny Rizzo. I am with Kate Fox and Big Chris Beckins. We are Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. And I'm back, baby. I'm back from the cruise. So stay right there. We got plenty more coming up for you. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Boom!
For commercial office printers, copiers, document cloud-based solutions, and with over 50 years of service, the choice is clear. Northeastern Office Equipment. Get a free, no-obligation quote. Visit northeasternoffice.com. Micro DOT helmets weigh less than a bottle of water and are the lightest DOT-approved helmets on the market, available in a variety of styles. Keep your head safe with a lightweight DOT-approved helmet. Visit microdothelmets.com.
We'll be right back.
Leather Up will keep you safe while looking great with a huge selection of armored and casual flannel shirts. From heated to sleeveless, Leather Up's got badass gear for all riders and all seasons. Leather Up, with 3.5 million customers since 1999. Iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability with free same-day shipping on orders over $100. Visit leatherup.com and use the promo code MAYHEM for 20% off.
We want to buy your pre-owned Harley-Davidson motorcycle today. We purchase all used Harleys any year and any model. Harley-Davidson of Nassau County.
Call 516-409-9200 or visit their website, NassauCountyHarleyDavidson.com.
Bikers Info USA, the first bikers app by bikers, for bikers, and it's free. National and state events, Sturgis and Daytona, Bikers Info USA. Every motorcycle manufacturer dealer listed. Biker products for you and your bike. Bikers Info USA. Find the places to go, places to party, places to stay at every event. Bikers Info USA. Download it now. It's free. Bikers Info USA.
Back Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. I am Johnny Rizzo. I'm with Kate Fox and Big Chris Beckins. Check out our website at MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com and follow us on all our social media. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we got Gary Michaels still on the phone with us. What's up, Gary? Well, we do have Gary Michaels on the phone.
Hello.
Oh, yes. All I heard was a weird noise.
That noise was my voice, all right? That weird noise was my voice.
Aren't you used to that by now?
I'll tell you.
Yeah, you know, trying to get used to, New York accents or it's kind of funny in itself. However, Kate, I'm actually kind of proud of you, y'all. So, you know, what's funny is, you know, we got a lot of Mexicans that come over into our country, and which is great because they work hard. you know, especially on Cinco de Mayo, everybody wants to drink like a Mexican, but nobody wants to work like
right.
Them. But here's the cool thing: if you got the Mexicans and they're mixing up with our redneck girls here in the state, especially in Kentucky. So, and you can always tell which when they're breeding because the little child is running down the hallway in school going, "Hola, ¿cómo estás, y'all?"
There you go. Oh, my goodness. That was good. But, Gary, I got to say, one more time, you knocked it out of the park. Sideshow really did a great job. You know, I didn't know what to expect on the Sideshow because I didn't know what he was going to do. You know, I know him as doing radio. You know what I mean?
We did a couple of things back in Dallas, and we did three different shows. By the third show, he sort of developed better than he did the first one,
okay.
Which is what you're supposed to do. You know, you're supposed to get better and better and better. It's just practice. The more you do it, the more saddle time you have at a motorcycle, the better you can ride it.
Right.
Same difference. You know, Sideshow did a good job on the first show. He did a better job on the second show. Third show, he knocked it out of the park. And on the cruise, he did a really good job. And
he did.
I was very proud of him, very happy for him that he was able to do that. And please, guys, do not misinterpret me. I'm not trying to brag or be arrogant, but it was such an honor for April and I to have so many people in that theater above and beyond what the big boys did.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying they weren't good. Please, please don't misinterpret me. It's just we don't experience that very often.
Right.
And when we do, it's an incredible incredible feeling. And Johnny, you being in the audience, you felt that feeling as much as we did.
Yeah, it was great. It was definitely, I was really proud of you. Right? I was really proud of Sideshow and it opened up for you. It was amazing stuff. Yeah, you know, it's nice when you have friends up there and you're watching your friends do this. It's like, you know, kill it, guys. Kill it. Do it great. And they did. They, you know. And
well, next year is going to be absolutely amazing. We're about 60-70% sold out now.
Wow.
The boat's full.
Wow.
We encourage you. Johnny and I can talk about this cruise until we're blue in the face, but until you experience it for yourself,
right.
It is the most incredible adventure, the most incredible people, the most incredible staff. Yeah, it was a little choppy on Friday. I'm not
going to.
Dude, a little choppy on Friday. I was getting a little queasy. I needed somebody to burp me.
I know, it was getting bad.
I was getting bad, man. But we're going to the Bahamas next year. We got Lou Graham from Foreigner. We got the Kentucky Headhunters, which they're all good friends of mine. I've known them for 100 years. I'm looking forward to doing a gig with them together. Vixen, an 80s all-girls rock band that were out of control. Hairball.
Yeah, my man.
Hairball.
Hairball's great.
Dude, Hairball is phenomenal. We did a show in Sturgis this past year, and then after our show, they took the main stage in Sturgis. They put on a great show. We got Steel Rod, great band, Black Smoke Centers with Xavier Muriel from, you know, he's a former Buck Cherry drummer, and he also built the motorcycle. Four motorcycles in 2024 that we're going to give away here on the High Seas Rally. So I encourage everybody to at least take a look at it. Please continue to listen to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Follow Gary Michaels on the Facebook, cyclefish.com. Lucky's going to have all the information. And, dude, I'm excited about what Lucky is fixing to do for next year. It's going to be out of control. Anyhow, highseasrally.com. Go ahead and get yourself booked. Here's the good news. Put a little small deposit down. You can pay for it throughout the year, so you don't have to pay for it all up front.
Yeah.
And then you can come and join us for one of the most amazing adventures of a lifetime.
Absolutely, man. And I'm looking forward to it.
You can contest to that.
Absolutely, I can. It was definitely an incredible time, and I hope I'm back on there again next year. I really do. So
we're going to be pushing for it, Johnny. You know I'm going to push for it. Obviously, we'd love to have you, and hopefully – next year, I'm sure I'm probably going to do the same two shows next year. Hopefully, two shows, maybe three. You never know.
You never
maybe
do know.
One of these shows, I'll actually get to hypnotize your big button. Yeah.
maybe I'll open up for you next year. I'll just go on stage and start eating in front of everybody.
You don't want people to run out of the theater.
No, I know. It'd be bad.
Well, but, you understand, I eat with you.
I know. You do. But,
Johnny, I'm going to tell you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know, my personality gets a little out of control sometimes, and I get it. However, it's all about having fun. It's all about making people laugh.
That's right.
And making a difference to all these people. And Johnny, you know this as well as I do. You met people you've never seen before in your life, nor would you ever bump into, that you immediately became friends with on this.
Absolutely. It was definitely a great experience. Gary, I want to thank you very much for calling in tonight. And again, very proud of you. You did great. And you have yourself a great night.
Listen, thank you for your support, Johnny.
Always.
I look forward to the future. We're going to knock it out of the park, brother.
You got it, brother. Have a great night, man.
Bye, Gary.
Gary Michaels, Gary. Everybody. Guy was really great, man. Great, 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 great stuff. So I got to introduce a new sponsor.
Ooh.
Leanek. I was going to mess it up. Leanek Law. Right? Awesome stuff. Lawyer. Okay, we got a nice lawyer on board.
Very nice.
Of the show, right? And you can find him at 6143 Jericho Turnpike. Okay, right over there. Give him a call at 631-486-9500. And personal injury, man. A lot this year, a lot. We heard a lot about motorcycle accidents.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It keeps on going.
So, you know, too many.
Yeah, you need a lawyer. You know who to call? Who are you going to call?
Leanek Law.
There you go. So, anyway, it was definitely an experience on that ship. I will say this. And this year, I mean, it's so funny. We were doing the show Monday night, and we were trying to pronounce where we're going on this cruise next year. So, starting out in Tampa again. Same boat.
You said Tampa. Okay.
What's
the next one?
What?
What's the next one?
Oh, Bimini. You ever hear that? Bimini?
Bimini?
You're a big meanie.
I don't know what that is.
Bimini?
Bimini.
Bimini?
Bimini. Freeport?
Freeport, Bahamas.
Bahama? Nassau?
Bahamas.
And Coco Cay?
I've been there.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh.
Radiance of the Sea. What a gorgeous boat. I got to tell you, this ship was beautiful. And I found new stuff on the boat every day. A new room, a new restaurant, a new place to hang out. All the bars they had. Kate, it was amazing.
You apparently overindulged.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you couldn't resist it.
I can't believe I gained weight.
Oh, you actually said that with a straight face.
I did. I can't believe. So now it's nothing but water. and salad.
Well, here's the thing. You got to lose some weight before you go on the cruise.
That's true. Next year, I'll be more prepared.
What, do you want to be 400 pounds?
I will be more prepared next year. So, Leanek Law, everybody. Jump on board. You need a lawyer. So, definitely call Leanek Law at 631-486-9500. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Boom!
There are so many ways to TGIF. Date night or late night, make it a great night. How you Fridays is up to you. How much fun you have. Let us take care of that. Introducing Happy Every Hour. All day, every day drink specials. Only at Fridays.
We want to buy your pre-owned Harley-Davidson motorcycle today. We purchase all used Harleys any year and any model. Harley-Davidson of Nassau County.
Call 516-409-9200. Or visit their website, NassauCountyHarleyDavidson.com.
Stop by First Manufacturing Company at 389 West Sunrise Highway in Freeport, New York. They have the largest selection of motorcycle accessories, apparel, and fashion leather goods on Long Island. Use the promo code RADIO and receive 20% off your in-store or online order. Visit FirstMFG.com.
There are so many awesome bike rallies all over this great country, which you can find at CycleFish.com. Check out CycleFish.com for a full schedule of events. CycleFish.com. Please go to CycleFish.com for all the details.
All right. We are back. I am Johnny Rizzo. I am with Kate Fox and Big Chris Beckins. We are Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. And tonight's show is brought to you by Atlantic Law. Over there at 6143 Jericho Turnpike in Commack. Go see James if you need something. Give him a call at 631-486-9500. Again, with all the motorcycle accidents that we experienced this summer.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Go see James over
and
there
still,
at Atlantic Law.
They're still happening.
They're still happening.
Yes, they are.
James will take care of you over there in Commack. And you know what? An accent quiz, because he's a foodie like me. Where do we like to eat on Monday nights?
Oh.
Fat Boys Burrito.
Yes.
Fat Boys Burrito, they take care of us over there. First of all, they have three locations, first
yes,
of all.
Yes, they do.
They have food truck. They do catering. All right? Their food is amazing, Kate. Check them out at 2496 Merrick Road in Belmore, 4097 Jericho Turnpike in East Norport, 1660 Old Country Road in Plainview.
Inside the Coliseum Deli.
Another great place, too. And you'll love it. You will love, 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 love it.
Oh, yes, indeed.
That'd be amazing stuff. So, anyway, Gino's of Commack.
Oh, yes.
Do we love Gino's?
We love Gino's.
Their pizza's so good.
Their pizza's so good, and they make the best salads.
They get good. Oh, my God. I had a grilled chicken salad today from
Gino's.
Stop
lying.
I did.
With what else?
Yeah. That was it.
Are you sure? Look at his face.
All right, you got me, right? I had Fat Boy soon. Check out Gino's of Commack, 5990 Jericho Turnpike in Commack, and you'll love them. Gino's of Commack. Get your pizza on. And don't forget Wayne Blass, man. Wayne Blass.
We love
he made
Wayne
these
Blass.
Awesome shirts for me to bring on the cruise.
We wouldn't know.
I know. I think we can get 30. Right, so Wayne Blass did a great job for us.
They looked fantastic.
They did awesome shirts, man. So check out Wayne Blass at wayneblass.com or go on his Facebook, Wayne Blass Customs on Facebook.
And he made you some great poker chips, too.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot
to bring them with me to give you guys. I got them in the studio.
Those were amazing.
Yes. Great job with the poker chips.
It's just another example of what he does.
That's what they do on the ship. Everyone gets poker chips. Even if you're like a couple, okay, you make a poker chip up just to network with people.
Really?
And they have one night is the poker chip night, the poker chip exchange. You go into this room and these people have poker chips, man.
Really?
From all over the world.
Is that like a key party?
Sort of. Like I come in, I give them my chip, they give me their chip. They give me my chip, and they had a t-shirt kind of night one night where you swap t-shirts.
Really?
Wow, this was incredible. Yeah, it really was an incredible
thing. Interesting.
Time. Yeah, it was quite interesting. You know, and I got to give a shout out also to the 99% Radio Network guys, 12 and Sideshow. They did a great job. We did a show, the three of us did a show on the boat in the middle of the ocean. We were able to get the Wi-Fi and the sound quality and the video. We did a great show together.
That's great.
Right, 12 was a beer can because it was Halloween night. Right, so 12 was a beer can.
Oh, geez.
So, but he actually stripped down on the snake to do the show with us. And then,
weird.
We had great guests on. We had Rocka Vaca was on the ship with us.
We like Rocka Vaca.
Absolutely. And we had the Bada Bing, which is a new board game that's coming out. The guy went old school with a board game. Instead of going video, a board game called the Bada Bing. Look out for this, guys. It's going to be coming out real soon. We're going to have them on the show Monday night with us.
All right.
So check out the Bada Bing. It's a Monopoly game, but Mafia style. I used to get a kick because you're involved with The Sopranos a lot.
Yeah, I'm friends with the mob movie guys.
That's right.
Sopranos.
You land on a square, you can knock somebody off, right? You can whack somebody.
Hey, forget about it.
Exactly. You can take businesses away, you can buy businesses, all that stuff. I got to tell you something about Rocka Vaca too, man.
What?
I'm not a big like vodka guy, but this stuff was so good. You know, it's so
got
smooth.
A very unique taste.
Well, it's made by grapes.
Yes.
Right? And they just so good. Dee Snider is the spokesperson. He's on the bottle. They have a lot of a great guys. Lennox Lewis, I believe, is going to be the next guy on there.
Joseph Janiscoli.
Yes, he's on there. What was he on Sopranos? Was he Johnny
Vito.
Cates? Oh, it was Vito.
He was Vito.
Yeah.
Spadafore.
Hey, you know what I mean? So I felt really at home with the Bada Bing guy. You know what I'm saying? I actually got video. I haven't had time to do anything since I'm back. You know, it's just been one thing after another. And it's like on the cruise. You know, you want to do this, you want to do that, and you don't have time. You get on it, You got raffles going on you don't want to miss.
Right.
You got shows going on you don't want to miss.
You want to do everything.
You got the buffet that you don't want to miss. Hey, you know.
Miss a buffet or two. Suddenly he's speechless.
Crickets, miss a buffet. That was great, though. It's like, you know, he's hanging out, blah, blah, blah. He's like, just walk away. You want to grab a slice of pizza. Go back, grab a hot dog. You know, it was just like, you know, a casual
grab
thing.
A salad.
Yeah, you know
some
grab
veggies.
A salad and give it to somebody else.
The wrong show for my response, but that's okay.
Uh-oh. You know, so enough about me and this cruise, all right? Chris, you had a pretty great weekend yourself, so let's
hear about
it.
Absolutely. Well, Saturday we were at the Tier Rats. They did their toy run for the year.
Tier Rats was great, man.
Amazing show, great turnout. They had great weather for a change.
Oh, yeah.
First time in 8 weeks that we had actually 2 days that were nice on a weekend, so it was amazing.
Right.
So the following day we had our St. Mary's 33rd annual St. Mary's Food and Toy Run. Mm-hmm. We went from the Riverhead Elks to St. Mary's
say
Church.
Food and toy run?
Food and toy.
What kind of food do we have?
What kind of food? I don't know. I wasn't really concerned about the food, Johnny, unlike you. We did really well. We had over 200 bikes come out. We had beautiful weather.
Great.
We had a great run. I got to say thank to the Suffolk County Sheriff's Department, the South Old Police Department for the escort. They absolutely kept everybody safe. Did a great job. I heard nothing but praise from everybody that was involved and how well the run went. We had no issues at all. It was an awesome day, an awesome run. Something to be said when you pull into the church, and first of all, I'm in the truck, so I'm in behind everybody, and all you see is bikes, you know, all the way as far as you can see. And then everybody starts turning into the church parking lot, and they have big banners, welcome Abate, welcome bikers.
Oh, so wow.
That's awesome.
Kids are out front. You know, and then, of course, you would have loved it. I'm surprised you weren't there. They had free hot dogs and chili and stuff. Figured that would have drawn you out.
I would have flew back for that.
I thought you did change your flight, but it wasn't for the right time. But, yeah, it was amazing. You know, it was great to be part of that and have that happen, you know. And it's that time of the year again, you know, as you know. It's game on. Everybody's raising money, toys for kids, food, veterans. We have our veterans distribution coming up, 11/14. That's Tuesday evening at the Elks in Center Ridge, 41 Horse Block Road. We're giving away $68,000 this year to local veterans.
Wow.
Life to date, our organization is over $1.1 million, not including that $68,000 this year. Oh. So we're giving that money away to local veterans. Then we have our nominations and elections after that, you know, for next year. So we have get our officers in line. And get our stuff together for next year. So we got a lot of stuff going on.
You got a lot going on.
Excellent.
And there's everything else that's going on in the community. I have about 8 flyers in my phone that I can't talk about because we don't have enough time, but there's a ton of
food. Well, we'll do that next segment.
Yeah, we have a ton of stuff coming up. So, but it's great. It's great stuff, you know. As you know, and you guys both know, the motorcycle community is amazing.
The motorcycle community is amazing. Yeah. And then, like I said, the cruise I was on, not to bring it up again, but I have to because the High Seas Rally is amazing. But, you know, all the great people on the ship, everybody was just so nice. And they raised so much money. And just, you know, it's just amazing to see. With all the raffles that were going on, mm-hmm. You know, it was just an amazing thing.
You know, because we talk about the High Seas Rally, but sometimes we forget to mention, I know I forget to mention, that it's raising money.
Right.
For the dialysis fund.
Dialysis
and
Foundation, yep.
They bring families on board. Oh, that's right. And they bring families on board who were receiving dialysis, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, there was people on board. Yes,
patients were on board,
They pay for it. Like, I mean, this, I mean, what kind of chance do people get to have like that when you're a patient?
Yeah, it's not just a party. It's got purpose, too.
Yes.
So it's awesome.
Thank you, Chris. You said it perfectly.
Yeah, it absolutely. And the purpose, people just donating. They were giving away so much cash on this boat, too. It was unbelievable. I got none of it.
I was.
You know, they're like, we have money. Oh, wait, this guy ate all the steaks on the boat. No, don't give him anything.
No cash for you.
We got no cash. But they give away so much money. It was just an incredible experience to be part of it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm sure.
Everybody was, like I said, it was family, you know? And now with the 99% network guys, they were awesome. You know, they're like brothers now, and, you know, Gary's a brother, and, you know, there's so many people we met on the boat. But we'll get more to that. I am Johnny Rizzo. I am with Kate Fox. And we are with Big Chris Beckins. So, and we're Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, so don't go nowhere. Stay on that dial. We'll be right back after these messages.
Boom!
commercial office printers, copiers, document cloud-based solutions, and with over 50 years of service, the choice is clear. Northeastern Office Equipment. Get a free, no-obligation quote. Visit northeasternoffice.com. Micro DOT helmets weigh less than a bottle of water and are the lightest DOT-approved helmets on the market, available in a variety of styles. Keep your head safe with a lightweight DOT-approved helmet. Visit microdothelmets.com.
CycleFish.com, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, and the High Seas Rally Cruise present the world's only biker comedy hypnotist, Gary Michaels. To signal Gary Michaels, just click on GaryMichaels.net.
We'll be right back.
Look and feel good this riding season with casual and armored long-sleeve flannels from Leather Up. Leather Up is your source for iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability. Visit LeatherUp.com.
We want to buy your pre-owned Harley-Davidson motorcycle today. We purchase all used Harleys any year and any model. Harley Davidson of Nassau County.
Call 516-409-9200 or visit their website, NassauCountyHarleyDavidson.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. I am Johnny Rizzo. I'm with Kate Fox and Big Chris Beckins. We are Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. I want to give Justin a shout out. A shout out. From Southbound 75, they rocked the cruise ship this year. I'm looking forward to seeing those guys again. So what's up, Justin? He's hanging out listening to the show right now.
Hey,
so,
Justin.
Know, talking about, you know, donating stuff and the biker community. Uh-huh. If you want to help and be part of the biker community the way we help, we got something for you. I mean, we are raffling off a motorcycle, okay? We are raffling off a motorcycle, right? For Rock and the Roll for a Cure, we got this bike. If you go to rockandtherollforacure.org and you can put $100, that's all it is, you can be in to win this 2023 Harley-Davidson Street Bob. It's only 300 chances. Only 300. Kate.
Only 300, Johnny?
Only 300. That's it. So go on rockandtherollforacure.org and put in for that bike. It's a beautiful bike. It's orange and black. It's a great, great bike.
It's very good looking. And when is it going to be raffled off?
It's going to be raffled off on April 14th, right? For the Boogie for Boobies. Right? Why do you laugh when I say that?
The way you say it.
It's the Boogie for Boobies.
Boobies.
At 89 North.
Boobies differently.
In Patchogue. And you know, everybody knows somebody that has breast cancer.
Yes.
That's had it. Been going through it.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody knows somebody. So you're helping because all the proceeds go to Rocking the World for a Cure's patients.
Yes.
Every other Saturday, they go out and deliver food or medicine or whatever they may need.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the president herself, Dawn D'Amelia, goes out herself and delivers to them. They have a huge staff that they have volunteers from all over the place out here. So every penny counts. So $100, you can win a bike.
Yeah.
So you know what? Go to walkingtheroadforacure.org and put your raffle in for that Harley Davidson Street Bob. So anyway, so what do you got, Kate?
What do I? Oh, I'm sitting here like a, you know, I don't have much. It's been kind of an interesting week or two. You know, I was finally finishing up my renovations and stuff. But on Saturday, December 11th, there are two things going on. There's much more than that, actually. November 11th. Whoa. There are two things going on. There's a lot more, but these are two that I know of and that I'm either involved in or friends are. We have at Stereo Garden Ace Frehley.
Oh.
And he is playing. Sorry. He is playing.
No, that's not funny. You said that because the clock stopped.
And, at the same time, saw you, like, so I'm like,
I thought it was a Twilight Zone. I thought we all got frozen for a second. Like, I'm like, the clock stopped? She stopped?
And I said,
what's going on here?
And so our friends, Black Dawn, who are just hard hitting, they're actually opening for Ace. And so that's really something you want to check out. Go to Stereo Gardens' website for more details. Also, which I will be attending, Decay and Decadence, which is a heavy metal jam.
Nice.
Local musicians, and these are real deal musicians.
I always wanted to go to that. I was missing.
Well, come on out to Tamaqua Bar and Marina. It's in Garrison Beach, Brooklyn. Great venue.
Brooklyn.
Great venue.
Louis Vegas Donuts.
Doors at 6, free admission. Cash bar, though, if you show up. Okay. And it's a great time. And you get to hear some great heavy metal with just a great mix. I'm going to say great 150 more times, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a good time.
Yeah, excellent.
So that's kind of what I got. I have to update my stuff. I'm so used to just talking about this cruise that I'm ill-prepared this evening.
Yeah, excellent. I'm never prepared for any show.
I could complain about the darkness.
That
but,
was
you know.
Weird, though, because the minute, you know, I happened to look at the clock, and it wasn't moving. It's like now. And you stopped talking. So I was like,
I saw you react and you stopped me cold.
Like,
I'm like,
what happened?
What? What am I doing?
I was like, did I hit the Twilight Zone?
Which way did he go, George?
So, Chris, what do you got over there, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff going on earlier. We have a lot of fundraisers going on this weekend. We got, there's a run for Braylon May. She's battling leukemia. She's just turning one.
Aww.
So that's a sad thing that's going on over at Hometown Tavern in Ronkonkoma. They have a run that's leaving there. It's a fundraiser for the family to help offset some of the costs. We also have, what else do we have? We have the, we have a turkey drive, Fighters of Fire MC.
Yeah,
they're doing
job.
A turkey drive. It used to be Nassau County Firefighters, Fire Riders. They're doing it again this year. It's going to be over at the Green Turtle over in Hempstead, East Meadow, rather. Where they're dropping off turkeys for the homeless veterans. It's going to go to the Beacon House. They're doing that. Let's see. We have veteran ceremonies going on this weekend. Eva Casale with Team Eva. They're doing
a
run.
Eva.
Yeah, Eva's doing another great event on for Saturday as well for the veterans. Going to be a motorcycle escort to kick her off. I'm sure Billy Burns is probably going to run the whole ride because that's what he does.
Is that a year?
No, she does a couple things throughout the year.
Didn't she just do the marathon, too?
Yes. It was 7 marathons in 7 days?
Yeah, that was incredible.
She's amazing. I'm exhausted just talking about her.
Absolutely.
I'm fat. Well, you're fat, too, but, you know.
You're catching up, Slim. I'll give you my hand-me-downs, you prick. I'm sorry.
Another one of those cruises, I'm dead.
Yeah. Yeah, you put another one of those cruises and you'll be fitting in my clothes.
Oh, my God.
But you'll never fill my shoes, so forget it.
Oh, no.
But it's a great time of the year. Like you say, there's a lot of good things happening throughout the whole county, the state, the country. You know, it's that time of the year. If it's veterans, family, homeless, feeding people, it's great stuff. It's a great time of the year.
Really. Right.
Good stuff.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
And of course, you got Long Island Abate. You know, we have everything we have. You know, you go online, longislandabate.org. Check us out. You want to become a member, get involved. It's $25 a year, it's $100 for a 5-year member. You know, you get newsletters, you get up to date information on what's going on in motorcycling, world, basically on our world locally as well as nationally. And you add volume to the voice of motorcyclists, So, check us out on Facebook. Check it out. If it's something you want to get involved in, feel free to join up. Get us in, get us in your. In your feeds and figure out what's going on.
Long Island Bay rolls off your tongue so easily. Like, no matter where you are, it's like you can be in Texas, let's just say, and they'll see the bay. Like, look, there's a Long Island Bay here, too. It's the abate. Just get it right.
Well, it's not just debates. Across the country, there's motorcycle rights organizations. There's NMRA, which is New Hampshire Motorcycle Rights Organization. There's CBA, which is Concerned Bikers Association.
Right.
But we all do the same thing. We advocate for motorcyclists' rights and try to keep them safe. And fight for our freedoms.
And you do a great job doing it, Derek. You know what? You go to any of these bike events out here on Long Island, you see that yellow tent?
Yes, you do.
You'll see Chris, you'll see Josephine, you'll even see Irish Pat out there. Right? So go right up to them and join up. It's, how much is Chris? $20 a year?
$25 for a year. It's a 5 year, it's $100. So you get one for free if you join for 5.
Hey, you know what?
Skip a Big Mac meal for one day.
It's a Big Mac meal.
Dude, it's like 60 cents a day.
Exactly. You know what, though? If you one of those people that always want to complain about the roads or this or that, then join the Long Island debate.
Absolutely.
You can voice your opinion. You can actually tell people what you feel, and maybe something will be done.
Right. You can actually really be heard.
And now, you know what?
Be part of the fix and not the complainer.
Exactly. Yeah. And now,
rephrase that. It was 6 cents a day.
Exactly. And now with this show, and we got the 99% radio network guys in Texas, you know, they have a base there too. And we can, everything is coming together where you want to voice your opinion, it will be going national. Okay, because there's a base all over the country. And we know people all over the country because of our Monday night show.
Of course.
Yeah, and we got friends in Texas. We can get them hooked up.
Yeah, we got Texas. We got Pennsylvania. Is the A-bait.
A-bait.
It's not the, we're like along on the bait.
Y'all got to say it right.
It's A-bait. A-bait. Oh.
Weird.
It's all fun. We'll have a good time.
Indeed.
That's what we do. So, again, with the High Seas Rally, that's filling up fast. So, if you go to highseasrally.com, get on the boat. Like Gary said, you can make a little payment now and pay it off for the whole year and get that drink package, man. I got, again, the 99% network guys hooked me up with the drink package. And that was worth everything.
That's pretty amazing.
It is. So, I want to thank everybody for watching. And I'm watching. Again, you got me crazy, Kate. The whole thing. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. I'm having a bad show. But, check us out on Monday night. Facebook, YouTube, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio on YouTube and Instagram. Facebook, like and follow us. And check us out on all our platforms on
iHeartRadio, Apple, Spotify.
All that good stuff. So, I want to thank everybody again for listening. And Jim Chinesi, I hope you're watching me over me up there. We out of here. Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Boom!
This has been the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Podcast with Johnny Rizzo. Thanks for listening. Motorcycle Mayhem Radio airs every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live, YouTube, and Twitter. If you'd like to make contact, send an email to MotorcycleMayhemRadioShow@gmail.com. In the meantime, safe riding and keep the rubber on the road. Look and feel good this riding season with casual and armored long-sleeve flannels from Leather Up. Leather Up is your source for iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability. Visit LeatherUp.com.